This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If music is the soundtrack of your life right now, how about some great jazz from up-and-coming performers? The Next Generation Jazz Festival, hosted by the legendary Monterey Jazz Festival, has been happening this week almost as planned. The students are performing, they're competing, they're being judged, though it's all happening online. Tim Jackson is the Monterey Jazz Festival Artistic Director. He's on the phone. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, Beth.
So congratulations for keeping this Next Generation event intact. And how have you been able to do it?
Well, this edition is our 50th anniversary of the Next Generation Jazz Festival. So it was really important for us to do it. And it was scheduled to happen live at the Monterey Conference Center last weekend. And when it became apparent that we could no longer do the event live, we just couldn't bear the thought of our 50th Next Gen Festival not happening. So we went into overdrive as a staff and figured out ways to do the event online. We had all of the students participating and the bands that they were in submitted their audition tapes. So we were using the audition tapes for the actual judging. We were able to still employ all our judges. They stayed in all the different towns that they live in around the country. But we also added some very special content. Our artist in residence, Christian Sands. I did some extensive interviews with him. We took our past artist in residence, like drummer Allison Miller, bassist John Clayton, trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusari, pianist Benny Green, all people who came through our education programs. And they all did special programs, whether it was write essays, do an online clinic, or do an online question and answer session. So every day we've been posting new content. We started last Friday, which was the day we would have started the event live. And we'll end it tomorrow when Christian Sands will read the winning the top groups in the different categories and the top individuals. So it hasn't been quite the way we planned it, not being able to do the event live, but it's gone very well. And it's been a lot of fun and a learning experience for all of us.
So if people go to the Monterey Jazz Festival and look for Next Gen, they'll be able to find some of this video content you're talking about, including performances, correct?
Yes, if you go to our website, MontereyJazzFestival.org, and go to our education page, you will see all the different links, whether it be Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, all the different social media platforms, and we have different content posted on each of the different platforms as certain content lends itself to the different platforms. So you go there and you can see what's going on, and you can also see all sorts of archived material that we have as well. So it's a real plethora of information, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's give everybody just a momentary uplift here and listen to a little bit of music from the Monterey Jazz Festival in 2018. This is Christian McBride with Benny Green and Gregory Hutchinson. So that takes us back to 2018. Tell me about jazz in this pandemic time, Tim. Tell me about how people are reaching out for the music.
Well, jazz is it's such a resilient music, and it's such an emotional, heartfelt music that I think in times like this, Jazz really speaks because it really speaks from the heart of the musicians that are playing it, and it really speaks to the soul of the people that are listening. I think what you're seeing is obviously for those of us who present and produce jazz live at various venues around the country, we can't do what we love to do and should be doing. But we're working behind the scenes. Most of our organizations, like we are with NextGen, posting content on live, presenting live concerts. And the musicians themselves are doing the exact same thing from their living rooms. They want nothing more than to get back out on the road and perform for the public and keep this music alive. So while we're doing the online NextGen, and by the way, we've reached over 345,000 people with our video views. So it's really made an impact, the NextGen Festival online. But we're also planning for the 63rd Monterey Jazz Festival coming up at the end of September from the 25th to the 27th. We're very much hoping that we'll be ready to go. Well, we know we'll be ready to go and hope that we'll be able to do the festival, and it's full speed ahead for us in planning for the 63rd Monterey Jazz Festival.
Well, I love that so many people are finding you online, and that's just got to be such a tough decision to look at September and think, can we plan to have people gather there, or do we need to plan this in terms of a plan B just in case it's online too?
Well, I think any responsible organization does their contingency planning, and we're no different. But we're really hoping, obviously, I have no crystal ball, and I'm not an expert in any of this, but I'm very much hoping that, the festival, it's still almost, I believe it's still almost 6 months away. So I think we've got a fair span of time between now and then. And I'm hoping that the people will be healthy and the communities will be vibrant again and operating, and that there will be a lot of people who want to come out into the fresh air. We're essentially an open air festival, and just have a public celebration, a communal activity of coming together with this music. I've always said that the Monterey Fairgrounds, where we hold the Monterey Jazz Festival, it's like the center of the jazz universe, in this last weekend of September. So we're very much hoping that we can move forward, and we're taking it from there.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could? I'm going to mark this on my calendar. And in September, when we talk to you, we can reflect on this conversation and see how it all worked out.
I would love to talk to you in September, because I think we'll have good news, and hopefully things are looking up for all of us, and we can get set for a fantastic weekend of music. It puts a smile on my face just thinking about it.
All right, Tim. Well, we will post a link so people can find the NextGen Festival that continues through tomorrow. And good luck with the planning ahead for the Monterey Jazz Festival. That's Tim Jackson, the artistic director. Take care, Tim, okay?
Thank you so much, Beth.
All right, it's MontereyJazzFestival.org. That's Insight for today. I'm going to close out so that we can listen to a little bit more music from Christian McBride, Benny Green, and Gregory Hutchinson. This is from 2018. There is another press conference at noon by California's Governor Gavin Newsom. You'll hear that live. But for now, stay home, stay informed and safe, and enjoy the music.